something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Good day, good evening, good morning, wherever you're listening to this podcast. My name's Ari. I'm your host of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'll be joined in a moment by two really bad expert advice givers. But before then, let me just do a little legal disclaimer here. Just to be clear, none of us are expert advice givers. If you actually plan to take our advice, we highly encourage you to talk to a professional before doing anything that we suggest. All right, that's out of the way. Let me introduce you to your two experts for the show. Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Ari.
Hello, Chuck.
Hi, Ari.
All right, and let me give you your question of the day here. What do you do with the end pieces of a loaf of bread? Shannon, we'll start with you.
Again, I get to start. This is great. I'm so excited. Well, I don't know if you know this, but the end piece of a bread that people call the crust is also known the heel of the bread. So what I like to do is save all of those pieces and I create myself some bread shoes every, you know, few weeks. And I make a beautiful pair of shoes out of them. Better than a crock, soaks up a lot of moisture. That's the only problem with them, but it's fabulous. I do like them.
Chuck, what do you do with the end pieces of a loaf of bread?
Well, I got a couple of things I like to do with my ends, or heels, as Shannon insists on calling them, my crusts. Last summer, I reshingled my garage with the ends of the bread. It held up pretty good until it was raining. Probably going to try a pumpernickel next time. And the other thing I like to do with the heels of the bread is I like to save them up, box them up, and then I mail them to Galen Weston, and I insist on him sending me $1 million.
So, because I just didn't let the listeners know, we don't compare our answers ahead of time, but both Shannon and Chuck took my number one and my number two response. Oh. Because what I usually do with them is I take the end.
On Match Game, you're going home with $250.
Fair enough. But what I was going to do with my end pieces, I was going to use them because they are heels, I was going to use them in my shoes as sort of like a Dr. Scholl's odor eater type insert. They're soft, they're cushioning, they absorb lots of things. And if I walk my 10,000 steps every day, by the time I'm done, I just put a little pepper, jam, jelly on them. And I've got a post-walk snack. It's sort of a natural sort of cooking device.
If you do 10,000 steps, there is already some jam and or jelly on that bread.
Well, it depends how thick a sock I'm wearing, but you're absolutely right. And it depends what neighborhood I walk to, too, as well, right? If I happen to go through some of the ethnic neighborhoods, I can pick up some foot spice along the way. And I get, right, you know, like an Asian, if I walk through Chinatown and then move through Little India, I get like an Asian Indian fusion kind of thing going.
That's called Hakka, just so you know. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't.
Yeah, it's called Hakka. That's the food.
Bless you.
Yeah, some of my favorite. It's a Chinese Indian mix.
So not only is this really bad advice, but it's educational.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jack, you were saying?
I'm just thinking geography wise, that would make it like Tibetan food.
No, it's the Chinese people who grew up in India.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've had much. There's a great place, actually, right at, sorry, just in Toronto here. There's a couple of great places. Danforth Dragon, shout out. Woo! Oh, Danforth and Jones. And also, there's another good one that's called Hakka Fire, which is extremely hot and delicious at Woodbine and Danforth. Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing how quickly this episode has gone from really bad advice to restaurant reviews.
Sorry.
No, that's great. So wherever you're listening in the world, find yourself a good Hakka restaurant.
Hakka, yeah.
Hakka, pardon me. Yeah, find yourself okay. A good Hakka restaurant. Take some bread out of your shoes and make yourself a bit of a snack. You know, that's just, hey, that's where we're going to go on this one.
Well, there wasn't really far to go with this question. I'm going to be quite honest. I'm going to put that out there.
I've been off carbs for like 2 years. You brought up bread, and all I can think about is eating.
Well, and if you talk to Weston, I can't remember his first name.
Galen.
Galen Weston.
Come on now.
Well, whatever. All I know is I got my coupon for 2 free loaves of bread a couple of years ago. So.
Oh, right. You know,
you're welcome. Yeah. Hey.
Well, that's the joy of. I mean, I wish they would price fix other things now that you think about it. Not just bread, like maybe Mazdas. You know, just send me a free Mazda.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna price fix that in the right direction.
No.
Crushed like a
problem with the price fix. The price fix isn't, they're not fixing it for like us.
That's right.
They're fixing it for them.
All right. Well, again, I think we've pretty much exhausted this entire loaf of bread. And any last parting thoughts, suggestions, Chuck, Shannon?
Andrew has something to say. He put up his hand.
Oh, Andrew?
No, there's an easy question that's burning in my mind. Which is, so now that you've used up the ends of the bread, what do you do with the bread bag? I mean, we were talking about grandmothers and reusing stuff on a past episode.
Oh, boy.
What do you do with the bread bags when you're done now?
Well, I usually, well, I could tell you what I use them for, but this is a clean episode.
I'm going to guess. I'm just going to say gross.
So the thing that I do with mine, because I'm very conscious of the environment, is that I take them and I throw them throughout my neighborhood and just leave them there for people so they can use them to carry stuff home in, I guess. Because, you know, the plastics are now going to become illegal in Ontario for one-use plastics. So that's why I'm going to throw it out to people so they have something to carry stuff home in.
You should try burning them. They're very pretty.
Oh, yeah. They are really pretty when you burn them.
Yeah, they smell terrific.
Personally, I like to use them to extend the life of other clothing that I wear. So, you know, I'll wrap my shoes in plastic before I put them on and sort of use duct tape to keep them on so my shoes don't get wet when I'm walking out in the rain or the slush or the snow. I've also found that if I stitch them together, they work as a really good raincoat or rain pants.
That's a lot of work, though, hey? That's a lot of sewing skills.
But I care about Mother Earth. And
yeah, I didn't go past grade 9 home ec in school, so I didn't learn the second half of stitching plastic.
Well, you can use a lighter. It is plastic, okay. And it will melt. Oh. Just put it over your legs and then use a lighter, or if you have access to, like, a tiger torch,
great.
Just, you know, melt them on. And it's really fashionable because it's skin tight at that point.
Right.
Okay. What is a tiger torch?
Those big blow torches they use when they're, you know, like, almost like a flamethrower. You see them back in the old...
Oh, roofer, like a roofer thing?
Yeah, like a roofer thing. Or you can use, or those little creme brulee things that yuppies use.
Oh, you know, yeah, yeah.
Those kind of things. Yeah. Shannon was like, oh, I know that one.
I know that one, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, folks, thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Chuck. This has been another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. On behalf of, again, Shannon and Chuck and our technical producer, Andrew, who joined us again this episode. It's great to have you. This has been another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'm your host, Ari. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you have any questions, just submit them through the website. If you want to be an expert, join us there. But either way, thank you so much for joining us and tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.